Okay, everybody, I'm here with my dear friend Van Ruffner, a speech-language pathologist who works with kids on the spectrum. And Van, you told me that many of the parents of the children you work with have been needing a resource for beautiful and functional design that reflects their entire family, including their child with sensory needs. Is that right?
I think that's exactly right. A lot of people ask me, oh, you know, well, he really likes to spin, but, you know, I can't keep a spinning carousel in the middle of our living room, you know, what should we use? And I don't really know what to tell them. I'm not a design expert, so I wouldn't know what chairs will work. And a lot of the functional pieces of this room are so durable that I wouldn't have known where to find those. I mean, kids can really tear up stuff, any kid.
I know. I love that Lucite swing. I think that that would be, it's so cute and it's fun and it's just easy to wipe down. And then the chair, even the ottoman on the chair spins. And I thought, that might be a great solution to that problem.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. They can get lots of sensory input that way, spinning around and around if you have a kid that spins. Or if you have a kid that needs to have a quiet space and maybe rock back and forth, that Lucite swing is great because you could bring to this room what you already have, like your heavy blankets you might have for your kid, or your pillows, or your calming lavender, like neck packs that some of these kids might use. And you sit them in that Lucite swing with their heavy blanket, and that might be a really calming influence for them while you're still enjoying the same room and watching a movie.
That's a really good idea. Yeah, that's a really good idea. And one of the things we found were these awesome rock pillows that I just think are cool, period.
Those are awesome. I want those in my room.
I know. I kind of want to play with them too. But you were talking to me about why this would be great for children.
Working on language things.
Yeah.
Anyone, really. These rocks, you can do anything with them. I mean, if your kid has a sensory need where they might be overstimulated by something in the room or by something going on, they're having like a meltdown, you can bury them in these soft pile of rocks. Or say you have a kid that really needs sensory input and they need to crash. They can crash on these rocks and you don't have to have a blow-up inflatable mattress in the living room. Or you can use these kids for these rocks for cooperative play so that I stack a rock, then you stack a rock, or with their siblings, let's make a fort together. This is a really great opportunity to bring some language activities in, and you can have cooperative play moments by stacking these rocks, building things with these rocks, and using them in a sensory manner that might be pleasing to a different variety of kids.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to bring that into this space. And I also love these magnets on the wall. When I was talking to different people about what children on the spectrum like to do, I thought, wouldn't it be great to make this entire wall a living, breathing art wall?
Yeah, and it's fun for any child, not just children on the spectrum, which is the great part about this room, is that you can bring in all the kids in your family. Or any child, and you can make things without drawing on the walls. Plus, if you have a child that really needs some visual stimulation, it might be on the spectrum, and you have this magnetic wall, you could use those patterned magnets that you provide and build like a pattern for them to really, because lots of times they really like find it books or patterns to look at to get that visual input.
I mean, I think the other thing that you suggested in the room about having a place to bounce, I like that we were able to kind of conceal the trampoline behind the sofa. But then you were also telling me about some other toys that were really great that we are going to recommend.
So the Kiduzi pogo stick, it's very soft, it's foam, I think, and you bounce on it just like a regular pogo stick, so it's working your gross motor too, and coordination. You're bouncing up and down and getting that really hard input. So for your vestibular system, if the kids have vestibular needs, proprioceptive needs, so they're moving and getting input to their bodies that they may really need to feel good if you're on the spectrum. And it also makes a squeak when you bounce. So I know a lot of kids love that. But the best part of it is that you can bounce around on it and then you can fold it up and shove it in a drawer.
So then if people don't have a room this big, they can. So that's great. So if people don't have a room that they can fit a trampoline, this would be a great solution.
Mm-hmm. To bounce around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Van, I couldn't have done this without you, seriously. It really was. I mean, thank God for Van. She suggested we do this.
This is such a great room for someone that may have some extra needs and that doesn't know where to go for a beautiful functional design. I think this is a really well done room.
I love it. No,
for
I
any
really.
Any family member, too.
I know. It was you that suggested it. I'm so glad you did. And I think, high five.
High five.
Bam. Okay, well, we're going to show everybody how we can get this room in a less modern look in just a few weeks, and see you on the interwebs.